Amen. Well, if you can't understand me, just turn to your neighbor sometime and say, what did he say? I want you to turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 60. I love America. I even went to a Yankees game the other night, ate a hot dog. I want to talk to you tonight about having the word instead upon your lips. Amen? Having the word instead upon your lips. Isaiah 60, verse 17 and 18 are two verses I've probably not heard too many people preach on, but the Lord gave me a thought, and I want to give you this thought because the Bible says this, that God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Amen? So then God gives those thoughts to you. You with me? Amen? So the Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 60, instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and silver in the place of iron. And instead of wood, I'll bring bronze and iron in the place of stones. I will make peace your governor and righteousness your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. You know, the Bible is God's direction to us. It's a love letter to us. It's God's heart to us. Although penned by man, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. That word inspired means to be breathed out. Everyone say breathed out. And there are certain themes in Bibles. In the book of Genesis, we see the theme of God creates. Amen. In the book of Exodus, we see the theme that God leads. In the book of Joshua, we see the theme that God conquers. And there are certain other things that happen in these books, but I'm just giving you some general thoughts. In Samuel, God rules. In 2 Kings, there's thoughts on a divided kingdom, and God warns. In the book of Daniel, God cares. And in the Old Testament, we see the theme of God wants to restore. And in the New Testament, we see God's heart of forgiveness, mercy, and love. In this book of Isaiah, there is a little theme that I've discovered. Now, please forgive me, I'm not a theologian. Amen? Just a pastor. But I've got this thought that God gave me, and it's instead. There's a theme in the book of Isaiah. For example, in Isaiah 40, it says, instead of fainting, you will mount up. Amen? In Isaiah 43, there's just little words. Isaiah 43, it talks about when you go through the fire, you will not be burnt. Instead, it says in the same chapter, when you go through the water, it will not overflow you. Instead, you'll come through it. Amen? 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 So there are themes in Isaiah 53. Jesus Christ instead took your sin, died upon a cross. In Isaiah 60, we see a theme where instead of cursing and desolation, God rises upon you with glory and favor. Amen? And so when we get to the end of the chapter here, we see this, instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Now, I want you to turn to a verse of Scripture. You'll see it on the board in a minute. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says this, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I want you to notice something, all Scripture. Everyone say all. So that means every word in the Bible is given by inspiration of God. Is that cool? Every single word in the Bible is given by inspiration of God. Penned by man, God breathed. So that means that every single word we can depend on and trust. Now, here's some thoughts for you. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says this. Every word, there's that, every word of God is pure. I love that. Every single word in the Bible is pure. Psalm 33, verse 4 says this. The word of the Lord is right. That means every word. I'm just laying a little bit of foundation here. Psalm 18, verse 30 says this, that the word of the Lord is tried and proven. That means every single word in the Bible you can trust, you can depend on, you can bank on. Amen? In fact, 1 Kings 8:56 is a beautiful scripture. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord, hath given rest to his people according to all that he has promised. Look, there has not failed one word. There's not failed? There's not failed? One single word in the Bible will not fail you. I love that. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which is promised through his servant Moses. Oh, that gives me excitement and passion and fire and faith. So when he says he forgives all your sins, he doesn't mean some. It means all. When it says he shall supply all your need, he means the Lord gave me this thought some time back. It's been sitting in my spirit and I've been thinking of it. And so when we come to this scripture, instead of bronze, I'll bring gold. It's very important that you believe this. And I want to give you a thought tonight that I want you to start confessing instead. What does the word instead mean? Oh, I love this. There's a little bit of an illustration in the Australian dictionary here. I just made that up, actually. The word instead means this, the very opposite of what would have been or what has been. You want me to say that again? The very opposite of what has been. So, instead of judgment and condemnation and a bleak future, you have a new life. If Jesus is your Savior, and at the end of this meeting, we're going to give you an opportunity to come to Jesus and receive Jesus as your Savior. But I want to just talk to you about faith tonight. So instead of believing that there is no plan, the Bible says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to bless you and give you hope and a future, plans for good, not for evil, amen. Instead, everyone say that, instead. What does instead mean? The very opposite of what has been. Instead of not feeling loved, you are now? Loved. Say, I'm loved.
I'm loved.
I'm special.
I'm important.
I'm not talking about arrogance here. I'm talking about faith. Instead of feeling insecure and lack of confidence, you're the apple of his eye. The very opposite of what has been. See, when Jesus died on the cross, he wanted to give you back the very opposite, a new life. That beautiful thought from God. Instead of bronze, I'll bring gold. What does gold represent in the Bible? James says that gold represents faith, pure faith. Very important you live by faith, not by feelings. Some mornings you wake up, you don't feel so great. Things haven't gone so well. Maybe you've had some challenges. You know, there's an authority that can come into your life as a believer, but it all starts with your confession about who God is and about who you are. Do you remember last time I was here, I talked about confidence? Thanks for that, Marvelous. Do you remember that? I talked about confidence. You've got to have a confidence in God and a confidence in who you are. Amen. There's an authority that comes into your life, and it starts when you wake up on Monday morning and don't look so good. You could get up and you say, well, it don't look so good, but instead I'm going to believe for great things. Amen? Amen. Amen. Instead of my kids not getting saved, I see them saved. The very opposite of what been. Instead of no money in the bank, I'm going to believe that he's going to... So I'm going to believe every word. Instead of bronze, it's going to be gold. And the Lord gave me this thought, and he said, you've got to speak it over your own life. Still like me? If you're a lady, you can use the instead. Well, instead of staying home, I can go shopping. Maybe you might get to go diving. I love Jim and Deborah. They're just so real, don't you? They're so wonderful. You just got a treasure. Amen. But there's an instead over your life. No matter what you're going through, instead you're going to come out. Amen. You might be in a fire now, but you're coming out. You might be feel like you're drowning. Instead, you're going to make it to the other side. Abraham, you know, he nearly didn't take the instead. He said, well, that Ishmael might stand before you. He was going to accept the bronze. Ishmael looked like a son, waiting on God. He was a boy. You know, you can almost get conned by the devil. It looks like it. You know, I've discovered before Isaac, Ishmael. God promised to give him a son. He's getting older and Sarah's getting older. And he thought, maybe it's not going to happen. He said, well, maybe that Ishmael might stand before you. God said, God visits him and says, no, instead you're going to have Isaac. I want to tell you tonight, your promise will come true if you hang on to God. I love what Deborah said between the amen and the hallelujah. There's a gap. There's a gap. Everyone say there's a gap. And you just got to trust God in that gap. That's your test. Amen. Say, that's my test. God chastens every son and daughter he loves. Amen. Here's a little thought the Lord gave me. Don't equate a storm with failure. You know, you're walking with the Lord and going along. Can I walk down here? Don't equate a storm with failure. You're walking with the Lord and then a storm breaks out. You think, I've failed. We're perishing. Jesus seems like he's asleep in your storm. A storm doesn't mean you've failed. Storms are going to happen whether you like it or not. You wake up some days and storms happen. Don't equate a storm with failure. Amen? Storms are part of life. Don't equate a storm with failure. You haven't failed. You just had a storm. Why was God silent? He's wanting you to use your faith. Get up, speak to the storm. Instead, be still. You know, if those disciples would have just got up, stood on the bow of the storm, be gone, I reckon that storm would have gone. Jesus had to do it for him. Was he being hard on them? No, he's trying to teach them a lesson. Heaven instead, speak to your storm. Your kids will be saved. It will work. All things do work together for good. You will get through this. Amen. Amen. And when I talk about don't equate a storm, it doesn't mean, you know, you don't go through some stuff. Even Jesus had to pass through some stuff. Preaches his first sermon. Then they're going to kill him. They take him to the cliff. And they're about to throw him over. And the Bible says this. And he passed through the midst of them. You've got to pass through some stuff along the journey. Listen to your pastor on Sunday. Wasn't that a brilliant, difficult time, difficult results, difficult people, difficult journey? I wrote everything down that he said. He's trying to get you to your destiny. You know, I'll throw this at you. The guest speaker, speaker comes in and some people go, well, listen, the guest speaker doesn't say anything new that they haven't been preaching for years. Yeah. Give your pastors a clap. Yeah. Say, we love you, Jim and Deborah. Come on. Oh, you can do better than that. Don't equate a storm with failure. You know, you have choices. Just start making some instead choices. Say, you know, I don't feel like getting up today, but no, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the house of God. I'm going to hear the pastors preach this morning. Amen? Amen? Sometimes you don't feel like praying. Instead, get an alarm clock. You'll be amazed what happened to you. You know, I've discovered quickly three things prayer does. Prayer invades the future. Ooh. Amen? Say, prayer invades the future. Do some invading. Lord, I pray I'll be a good husband and faithful and loyal, a strong Christian. If you'd pray, if you'd get along with God more, you'd have less problems. Second thing does, prayer helps you overcome your temptation. Pray lest you fall into temptation. It's not just all the moral stuff and, you know, nicking the till at work and cheating on your tax or whatever. I'm not just talking about all that. But, you know, those are the big issues like, oh, I want to give up on God. Prayer will help you overcome your temptations. Pray lest you fall into temptation. I'm sure if Peter would have been praying and not snoring, he might not have denied Jesus. Who knows? Don't theologicalize that. True, isn't it? Listen, throw off that lazy sort of thing and get out of bed and get some cold water on you. Come alive. Come alive. Get passionate. Start praying. Get in there and invade the future and overcome your own flesh and conquer the devil. Prayer reveals your enemy. Jesus said, here comes my betrayer. And Judas wasn't even on the scene. Next moment he's there. Prayer will tell you who your enemies are. Prayer is the most exciting thing. It's not for old ladies with teacups and scones. Thank God, they're leading the way. You need to follow them. Got to finish soon. You know what the Bible says? When you're drilling for oil and you don't strike it in 30 minutes, stop boring. I sat in a meeting once, so I grew a beard. Okay, so get fired up. The years that are coming here, what's going to happen here is phenomenal. I'm going to bring pastors here next year. I want them to hear from them. I want them to see you. You need to get ready for what's about to take place. Instead, come on, you need to get into the Word. Get fired up. Instead of fighting with your wife, start loving on her. Tell her she's beautiful. She's getting around in a potato sack, buy a beautiful dress. Instead. She needs love, guys. And you young guys, don't you go out with a girl that's not saved. Instead, you find a girl in the church. The most beautiful girls are in the church. And you young guys, don't you go looking for some hot chick out there. They're here instead. And if you ain't given to the work of the Lord, instead you need to start giving. Amen. And if you've got some little issues in your heart about being rebellious, not like this, why don't you change that instead? I'm going to flow in. Go after the gold. You know, I'm convinced the enemy is so against you wanting God's best. It all starts with your mouth every day, getting up. You know, this is not coincidence. I mean, look, I don't actually think I'm a very good preacher. I don't. I just think I've tried to obey God. And, you know, what an awesome thing that this couple just allow me to stand up here. I mean, but you know what? I reckon you need to hear this tonight. This week you need to get up and say, instead, I'm going to believe God. Amen. Maybe you're not well in your body. You know, instead you start believing for healing. I used to try and get healed. I tried so hard. I think my hair fell out some places. The tide's going out a bit up here on Lake Bondi Beach. You know, you don't try and get healed. Just believe you are healed. Stop trying so hard. Just confess it every day. You see, the woman with the issue of blood, it could have kept bleeding, but instead it dried up. The man at the gate could have been stuck there begging silver and pennies or whatever, but instead he got up and went. Blind Bartimaeus could have been still wearing sunglasses, but instead, when it comes to you, there's an instead written all over you. You know, the Lord said to me before I got up, feed my sheep. Do you know how important you are, how precious you are, how loved you are, how special you are? That God gives you this little word, instead. You have a choice. And at the end of the meeting, the greatest choice you have is to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and go to heaven instead. Why would you want to go to hell when you can go to heaven instead? Who wants to go to hell? I don't. Can you do a little exercise when you go home? Will you do this? Read Job 18, scariest chapter in the Bible. 1 second after you die, you realize that hell's real. When it comes to you in your life, there's got to be a confession over you instead. Amen? Don't receive second best. Don't accept the bronze. Don't accept the bait of the devil to compromise what God has. God has an awesome plan for you. You've got to trust him, amen, but you've got to confess the instead, amen. Is this okay? You're going to get healed. You're going to get blessed. You'll still have the war that goes on because we're in a war. Because we're living for Jesus, amen. And I've been through all sorts of trials. Don't understand them all, but I thank God, but I still believe for the instead. So what am I trying to say tonight? There's an instead over your life, but it's got to come out of your mouth. The very opposite of what has been. And when you start confessing, start saying, I'm going to believe that God has an awesome plan for my life and there's an instead, you know, there's an authority then, and stuff starts to happen in your life and you don't accept second best. Amen. Amen. Psalm 130 verse 3 says, if you would record my sins, O Lord, who could stand? But there's forgiveness with you. You are to be feared. I stand in awe. I love that. The love of God is so amazing. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Just let me put that up. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they possess double. Oh, I love that. You're going to get double. Say that. Instead, I'm getting double. And you know what it said after that? Everlasting joy. Say, I'm getting double. I love that. Very important you don't walk about in shame. Condemnation. See, instead there's freedom and joy. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. There is no shame. God has taken your sins and put them in the deepest sea and he's put up a sign, no fishing. Isaiah 55, as we come to a close, says this, verse 13. Instead of the thorn shall come the cypress. Instead of the briar, which is like a burr, shall come the myrtle tree. I love that. You know, God rips out of your life the wrong stuff that's planted and he plants fruit trees in there. They say the myrtle tree had a fragrance. There's a fragrance about your life. Instead, Ephesians 3:20 says this. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to his power that works in us. That verse has got instead written all over it. Tonight I want you to resonate that word in your confession instead. Because that will turn your life, change your destiny, your health, your marriage, your perspective. Don't accept bronze. Bronze looks like gold if you polish it, but you've got to work at it really hard. It's still dull and boring. Gold is awesome. Gold is the choice of your life. Amen? You ready? Say instead. God didn't call you for you to fail. You might have a bad day. Kick the dog, said it's the wrong thing to the wife. Got a flat tire. Don't equate a storm with failure. Trust God is bigger than all that. Amen? Have an instead confession. I'm going to possess what God has. Amen? And it's here in this church. The Lord bless you tonight. The Lord prosper you. And the Lord give you an instead. I love that story. It's been the story of my life. When they got in that boat, and I'll come back to that and finish. They got in that boat, and they sailed out, and the storm hit, and they felt like they were going under. Water was filling the boat. Felt like they were going under. But actually, they were going over. Say that. They weren't going under. They were going over. Say, I'm not going under. I'm going over. You know what the first verse Mark 5 says, and they came to the other side. You will be okay. You're going to make it. God hasn't called you to fail. Say, I'm going over. I'm not going under. Say it again. I'm going over. I'm going over with my health. I'm going over with my family. I'm going over with my vision. I'm not going under. Instead, I'm going over. Jesus said, it is finished. He didn't say, you're finished. Say that. Jesus said, it is finished. Say that. He didn't say, you're finished. You're just beginning. Oh, man, that makes the devil nervous. Well, that's it. Oops. Instead. Say it, instead.
Instead.
Instead. Now you're going to think of all sorts of things that are going to be an instead in your life. Come on. Right now, this message ministered to you and it helped you and God spoke to you. Give the Lord a great shout. Yeah.